And so what I'm trying to do with this meeting is help you to understand that that the letter as presented isn't probably competitive enough to achieve the supplemental. So I'm trying to kind of guide you based on a previous experience with another jurisdiction on how I think you should reapproach this with a new letter to be a little more targeted at the types of questions we're likely to get.
So whenever I read on DOLA's website about we need to consider climate change, we need to consider impact to our underserved community, we need to consider all these other things that should be considered, which is what I tried pinning in this letter, we don't necessarily, it may be on the website, but we don't necessarily want to follow those guidelines. All we need to do is put a pen and pencil to it and say, okay, as far as our capital fund, so our revenues look like, is what our expenditures look like, is what our obligations look like, is what it's going to look like in 2 or 3 years, et cetera.
Yeah, I think I think the guidelines on the website are your framework for making a supplemental request. What I asked to have this meeting about, what the context I'm trying to provide is so that I can help you add that extra meat to the request to anticipate questions that we might get. Now, as soon as I tell you this is going to have a tough time, you have to know I don't make this decision, so it could fly through the review. But I think the more of this that we address up front in making the argument, the more likely we are to be successful. And that, of course, is always Randy and mine's goal, is to be successful. But,
I apologize for getting a bit heated, but you know, because you and Randy have been nothing but good to us and have helped us every step of the way. So
hey, listen, we don't like when you don't get funded. So you know, don't worry about that. We're good with that. I'm gonna have you jot down a couple of things that come from our internal form that we need to be able to check on a supplemental, so that when you redo this letter, you guys address these in the letter. Unforeseen, unanticipated, and extraordinary circumstances. So something completely unforeseen, something extraordinary, and something unanticipated. So if you can just direct a statement toward that, I think that would be helpful. The funding need is based on regionalized contractor and supplier barriers. You kind of touched on that in this conversation with us, Phil. And in Christy, in that supplemental information, you talked about the barrier that the contractor, that you have with the contractor and materials right now. Keep in mind, everybody would check that right now because costs are just going through the roof, but you want to touch on that. Will mitigate an emergency or a hardship. Based on our conversation, I think you can check that box. The need is time sensitive. I think, Phil, to your conversation about doing half the windows versus trying to do all the windows. The second thing is just general contractor mobilization, things like that. Applicant has no other funds available to complete the project. We've talked about that ad nauseum today. And last, the applicant has exhausted all other remedies to complete the project. So I'm going to mention two remedies that obviously come to mind that may be brought up. They may or may not. But Phil, this may come back to someone saying, has Los Angeles County pursued or worked with historic preservation tax credits or historic preservation facade improvement or window improvement. So I don't think you should address that in the letter, but I'm just saying that that might be, when I read that last one, applicant has exhausted all other remedies, that's going to go to a couple of things. One, are there other grants that you could look at to supplement this? Two, are there projects you could delay to complete this project? So anyway, those are checklists that Randy and I have to fill out to process the grant.
Okay. Okay. When you talk about historic preservation, but if we enter into one of those, then we, by doing that, put this county's courthouse into one of those, I guess they're called easements or districts or whatever. So from that point on, if we want to make improvements, we got to have the authority, we got to have the approval of the Historical Society. So whenever we're looking at our HVAC system, which is what we're doing, they may or may not be okay with what we've preliminarily talked about. Okay.
Right. So I got that. You don't need to address that in the letter. I don't think you need to.
No, I won't.
Yeah, I'm just using it as an example that if we get that question, then I'll come back to you. And I will come back to you, and it may be, you know, if we go down this route, you submit a new letter, Randy and I need to fill out paperwork and submit that, then we may be coming back and having several of these conversations to answer those questions.
Okay.
If it goes through the review process and it gets recommended, then it goes to the advisory commission. If it doesn't, okay, then I'm just not clear that it even goes there.
All right, I'm going to go off on a complete different tangent, but
okay,
there are other funds coming out of other pots of monies.
Sure.
And I know some of them, I think Chantel had talked about them being in front of the state legislature at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Different bills. There was $5 million for broadband, I think one, $5 million for renewables, and $5 million for rural development, I believe is what the other one was. I didn't write that. Yeah. Do any of those look like that they might be a source? And again, I'm just asking your opinion.
Yeah, for sure.
A source of where, if we can't get funding from DOLA energy impact monies, where we might be able to put in for one of those. I know broadband and rural development are out, but what about renewables? I mean, do you think we can make a case that by improving our windows, you know, we're going to save, we're hoping a whole lot of energy, and right, therefore impact the climate less than we are right now, or?
Right. So that's the way that distinction is made between renewable and energy efficiency is a pretty fine line. Window replacement would be an energy efficiency, just like HVAC upgrade would be, just like replacing LED lights would be. Maybe the roof would include energy efficiency. Renewable is more like taking the courthouse and putting solar or running it, okay, with wind energy. That's more renewable. Now, there are a couple of other bills that are going to particularly, there's one that's going to be an O-edit, and I'm just not clear, Phil, yet whether you would be eligible for it. It's going to have a substantial amount of money. If you are in a creative district, you get to check that box. If you're a Main Street, you get to check that box. If you're in a historic district, you get to check that box. Unfortunately, it may not work for government facilities. It may have to have like a commercial part, but I haven't seen it. The bill hasn't passed yet. So it's just impossible to say. We were told in our morning meeting today by Cynthia Thayer, who tracks our bills, that the legislature will go on for 2 to 3 more weeks. Normally DOLA is involved in any meeting of the assembly in about 4 to 6 bills. So by being involved, I mean DOLA's mentioned in 4 to 6 bills on an average year. Something like DOLA will do this study or DOLA will run this program. We're in 17 bills right now. So as soon as these are signed, and it maybe some were even signed this week that we don't have our hands around yet. As soon as they're signed and it's clear that that program's going to DOLA or like the SOEDIT one I mentioned, we're going to be involved in the selection process for that. Then the program gets written. So I would say the governor's push to get this out means we're going to start seeing programs in late June, early July and August. So I think we'll be able to answer that question a little bit more at that point.
Okay.
So I don't know anything today, but certainly if this is the number one thing and we're not successful in a supplemental funding, then this is what we'll look at. Now, remember that the state ends its year on June 30th. So one of the things that might getting that in right now, if we have supplemental funding right now, it could be under consideration. It's also possible if we don't have supplemental funding right now, and I don't know because Randy and I only manage an eighth of the state and we don't always know what other supplementals have been submitted. It's possible there'll be supplemental money again in a new budget year that begins July 1. So we're just gonna have to get into this process and see how it goes. But I definitely appreciate you meeting with us today. My main thing is I just needed to kind of paint the scenario so you guys will know what we're up against and maybe how we strengthen that request.
And I've noticed in a lot of those bills that, yeah, DOLA's mentioned a lot more than they ever were in the past. And in your earlier comment that you made that we got about 15 million, and this is what I recall, so please take that at heart because mm-hmm. my memory's horrible. About 15 million a year this year, and you're thinking the same thing for next year. I thought there was a projection that those energy impact revenues may be going up.
In the next year, remember we collect them behind.
So okay, that's right.
One of the things when I come talk to the commissioners that I would like to talk about specifically is what's going on with energy and mineral impact. I think we're going to do that on June 12th.
Okay.
Yeah. So we got a presentation, I want to say a month ago, Phil, with some projections of what's happening with energy and mineral impact. So Huerfano County, when I visited with those commissioners, had a desire maybe for us to request someone from Denver to give a presentation to both Huerfano and Los Animas on the impact funding and what's happening with it. So that's another thing I want to talk with the commissioners about on the 12th. If they want to do that.
All right, and I've got it down for the 15th. I'm sorry.
I'm not.
No, don't apologize. I don't apologize. I just want to make sure that we're not.
Yeah. Our days right. Let me look. I've got too many screens open. Let me just
get
my.
Don't worry. Don't worry about it. It's still a month. Well, a few weeks away.
Not that 12th is a Saturday. Is that what you're talking about? June.
The 15th is correct.
Oh, okay.
15th, and I think you said 1 o'clock in the afternoon, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's what I've got to schedule
at. I have it 1 to 3. I've already got it. Yeah, in person.
All right. Well, thank you guys for meeting with us. And again, I get a little excited and I try not to.
It's no problem. But I guess in closing, Phil, thank you. I guess this is the discussion, you know, for impacted as the impact. Fund decreases. This is why the Huerfano County commissioners are wanting to have that conversation. Those, they're like a 6 or a 7 with New Elk. They may go up to a 7. I think they're a 6 right now. You may go to a 10. So throughout the region, you know, like Pueblo's a 1 and Otero's a 4, and I think Crowley's a 3 or something. The discussion is as funds get tight, how much of an impact does that have? I can report that DOLA has no intention of changing the way we weight the applications at all. It's not even being discussed. If it is, you will be my first call, as you always have been, when it comes to the impact fund. But there are 4 other measures that it's measured on. So we'll just, if you decide to bring back in either one of those components, the fairgrounds or the retaining wall, we'll work on it with you ahead of time to make sure it scores higher. How about all that? Right. Okay.
Sounds good. All right. Again, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Talk to you soon.